the book Hebrews, part 331. I'm Professor Anders Rezinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, I'm thinking about the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, the 1816 Bible, which Dr. Joseph Briant Rottenham translated it from a 1611 King James Bible, taking out all the sun god Babylonian names and replaced it with the revelation of the original, the ancient Hebrew sacred names coming from the Torah and as it was 2000 years ago. I have a couple of copies available. Should you be interested, please contact me at my WhatsApp number. It's +27 international code for South Africa, phone number or WhatsApp number 0722 367 124, as you can see on the top here, or just my website https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, please start from part one, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notification of all the studies that you are currently busy with, and there's quite a few. Please send this link to your friends and family. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible or the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible. A pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege. A new week, a new day, a new chapter. We're starting with Hebrews 13 verse 1. Hebrews 13 verse 1. It says, let brotherly love continue. Now, this doesn't mean that we as two men must be in love with each other. It's not what he's talking about. Apostle Paul is talking about the agape love. It is not the philia. I'm using the Greek here. The philia love. The philia love is the one that's when you're making love. But the agape love is the supernatural revelation love that only the Father and the Son through the Ruach HaKodesh can give unto us. This is what the Bible says. There's two kingly laws. Actually, there were 613 laws in the Old Testament by which they had to abide, which the Hebrew people couldn't keep. A lot of people think if you're circumcised and you keep the Sabbath and you keep the feast and one or two here and there. No. 613 laws. If you miss one, you've missed them all. If you messed up in one, you've messed up in them all. I mean, you take Moses. He just had to speak to the rock and water came out. And then he slammed the rock with his rod, his walking stick. This disobedience. And that caused him not to enter into the land Canaan, the promised land. He went on the mountain and what Yahweh said, you will see the land, but you shall not enter it. And he hasn't entered it. Just being obedient under the 613 laws. Now today, we function under the agape love of Yahushua. This is what is called brotherly love. And not only just the brothers, but also the sisters. Because today in the New Testament, the word says that Yahweh doesn't have a desire that will be circumcised by the flesh, but by our minds. Our soul's dimension, our minds. He have no desire that we circumcise ourselves. Because in the Old Testament, the ladies or the women couldn't be saved because they didn't have an organ that could be circumcised. But today, the Word says that through grace, and grace alone, coming to repentance, and being immersed in the name of Yahushua to the forgiveness of your sin, you actually cloth yourself with Yahushua, putting on the garment, the wedding garment. Galatians 3 verse 26 to 29. Galatians 3, 26-29. Just take all the scriptures from up here. So he says, there's no Jew, no Gentile, free man or slave, man nor woman, but you all are part of the promise of Abram, according to the promise, heirs. Even the woman, that's how they become heirs, the only way, according to the New Testament. Hallelujah. What a privilege do we have today to function under a law of grace. Function under a law of brotherly and sisterly love. Let brotherly love continue. If we can, and that became the one of the two New Testament kingly laws. We don't need to keep 613 laws. There's two laws. It's two New Testamental kingly laws which Father has given to us as who were Gentiles, who became part of the bride of Yahushua, who became Yahfist. And this two kingly laws, here Israel, Yahweh, your Elohim, is one. You must love him with your whole heart, your soul, your mind, and everything that's in you. And your brother like yourself. And your brother like yourself. Let brotherly love continue. The Bible says, how can I say I love Yahfa or Yahushua, which I've never seen? But I hate my brother and my sister, my fellow Yahfist. How can I say I love Yahweh and Yahushua? While we actually should be in the position to do good unto our brothers and our sisters, those who are part of the bride of Yahushua, those that function in the agape love, that love that says it's not a fleshly love, it's a solely love. It's much deeper. Which says, I will share anything. I will give everything. That is what agape love is. It's not just to accumulate for myself. It's much to share in the need of those who are my brothers and my sisters. That's why we in this ministry are so thankful for those who also contribute towards financially towards this ministry to help this ministry go. But of course, without that financial support, it's impossible. It's impossible to keep this ministry going. And we are not accumulating for ourselves. It's for the kingdom of Yahweh and the ministry. In doing so, in contributing, because we don't preach tithes, because tithing is one of the 613 laws. Take money out of the churches and there's no churches. I say it, the word says, sow as you love, give as you. We don't preach prosperity. You sow your last 20 rand, your 10 rand, or your last dollar, and trust God for a miracle. Now, Yahweh says, when you want to build a house, you must work out the cost of it before starting with it. And so must we in our lives. I can't take my children's school fee and pay my tithes just because the church is preaching it. No. We need to use our savvy, our brain. And the word doesn't say in the New Testament that we need to tithe. Why? Because everything we have belongs to Yahushua. If we're in a position to contribute, fantastic, but if we don't, just pray for the ministry. Let brotherly love continue. Continue in the brotherly love. Walk the road of faith. Brotherly love say, when you can't, I will be there for you. I will be there. I will be the walking stick that you can use to walk on. And even if we can't do any more or anything else, then pray. There's a chorus that we used to sing many, many years ago when we were in the church. Just keep on praying till light breaks through. Just keep on praying. I will pray for you. Hallelujah. As long as we know that we have brothers and sisters that pray for us. Because the prayer of the righteous is power unto Yahweh through Yahushua. It's those prayers that breaks the bondage. Hallelujah. Let brotherly love continue every day in our lives. We're starting a new week. This is a scripture. We actually must write it down and put it on the computer. Stick it with some tape there or press stick or something. Stick it where you can see it. Love. I say, let brotherly love continue. Let me see how I can advance the kingdom of Yahweh today in performing in brotherly love as Yahushua has taught us. Meaning if they slap the one face, one side of your face, the Bible says hold the other side. Let brotherly love continue means let me exhibit the fruits of the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. Let me produce the fruits in order to also give unto those who does not have. We, the fruits, the Ruach fruits that we exhibit must be fresh and powerful. Something that somebody else will desire to have. I can't come and sit and share dirty jokes and the next moment think that I can produce fruits. I can't. The fruits of the Ruach HaKodesh? No. I need to live the life as Yahushua has determined it to be. Because the word says, be holy for I am holy. We strive towards this agape love, this total holiness, understanding, preaching, teaching, and living the Rhema word, the revelation word, the word of life and love. So to continue in brotherly love is not just to say, I love you. It is to show that I love you. Let's start today, let's start this week in saying that I want to show somebody else that I love them in Yahushua. It's so important that we should produce the fruits of the Ruach HaKodesh. And I know the word says, what you do to the least of my children, you are doing actually right unto me. Let brotherly love continue to flow from within. It's easy to speak about brotherly love. It's easy to make somebody aware of brotherly love. But it's something different to produce brotherly love. To perform in brotherly love. And like I said earlier on this morning, let me exhibit brotherly love. Yahweh calls us from different spectrums of life. He brings us together as Yahfist. And in that order we start to function within the body of Yahushua in his kingdom body. A kingdom where flesh and blood cannot enter into. And that's why he said when he ascended into heaven, in the house of my Father there are many mansions. If it wasn't so, I would have told you so. But I'm going to prepare you a place, and when I'm done, I'm going to come back to get you, to parousia you, to change you, to take you where I am. Now, if we have this desire to live out of this world and live in with Yahushua, then we need to also to preach this gospel and exhibit this desire unto somebody else, especially my brothers and my sisters, to make sure that the same desire will take place in their lives and will draw them to give that extra step in a closer walk. Now, so does time pick up with us? It's just caught up with us. Time goes so fast. But let's perform in brotherly love. In doing so, minister unto a lost world. Till tomorrow morning, if his Father's will, Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.